Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hardwood winter May wheat is 6.78 down 8. Soft May, 6.03 down 2.5. March corn, 4.55.5 unchanged. July, 4.64.75 unchanged. December, 4.66.25 down 0.25. March soybeans, 14.27.5 up 20.25. July, 13.96.5 now 3/4 up 23.5. November, 11.79.25 now 3/4 now half now 3/4 again up 10.5. March soybean meal, 474.50 up 6.20. March soybean oil, 41.33 up 13 cents. There's still time to get your tickets for the All Day Ag Outlook meeting next Tuesday at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. If you call 217-333-7300 with your major credit card today, we will take the tickets out with us, and you can pick them up at the day of the event right there at the door. And we'll just hand them right to you then. 217-333-7300, the number to call. Of course, a great Beef House Continental breakfast, Beef House lunch, 25th anniversary hat, and a full day of agricultural marketing program that you will not want to miss. We hope that you will be there. And Todd and I thank you in advance. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
Rubber band continues to stretch on these soybeans.
yeah, the function here of the soybean market is to reach a price level that we stop selling any additional soybeans, and we force China to either outright cancel some of these sales and or move them to the 14-15 crop year. So until we see some of that, the soybean market is going to have some pretty good support underneath it. Today's sales, of course, we had like a net increase, I think, of, I guess, 4.5 million bushels, which is not very big, but we are still, increasing the overall sales level, and we're roughly 90 to 100 million bushels above USDA's projection. So there's about 90 million or 100 million bushels of sales that either need to be canceled and or move forward. That's what's driving the soybean market here today.
So technically, if you look at the May composite daily, we're very close to hitting 450, and that was a number that a lot of people were thinking about potentially as a target, and we're there for all practical purposes. Where
for
do we go now?
For practical purposes, we've kind of attained that. What I was looking at is if you take this, soybeans were in a channel, about 96-cent channel, it was sideways to higher. Ever since it made its November low point there about 12.55, and then we went up to a December high of 13.51, and then we came back down here to this 12.60 at the end of January. That channel, I call that about 96 cents, and when we broke above that here, a little bit more than a week ago, I think, maybe I was talking to you, we were starting to break out of it. With a move here above this 13.55-58 area, if you'd add 96 cents to that, that kind of today kind of comes into play around this 14.57 area. And for all practical purposes, we've came within a nickel of that upside target, or this is kind of the doubling of the channel, and many times the market will do that. So We have already fallen back off our highs. We're probably trading mid-range at the moment. We'll have to see how we close. But when you look at some of your technical indicators and that, it's in an overbought condition. We may look back at today as one of those days where we put in an intermediate high in the marketplace, and we need to go into a period of consolidation if we're going to go higher.
Consolidation before higher. What about corn? It's been grinding sideways to higher.
Well, sales, weekly export sales came in better than what a lot of people expected, about 800,000 or 33 million bushels. So overall demand continues to move forward. USDA did announce a 285,000 ton sale to Mexico here this morning. So the overall demand picture on corn has been steadily improving here. USDA did recognize that in the February estimate with a larger export number. I'm in the opinion that that number is going to grow a little bit more as we go down the road. So for the most part, the balance sheet is tightening. Basically, I think the market is in a position here. It kind of thinks it needs a much larger new crop soybean planting. I think you're going to see November soybeans kind of pull December corn with it as they maybe get into a little mini battle here for maybe acres, depending upon how this spring weather pattern plays out.
How does it look on the front month? Can you make a case for May corn, for example, $4.90 to $5?
Yeah, you can. If basically how you get there is basically take this week's or the last 2 weeks' congestion here. We kind of got a little double top here at this 63-65 area. If we kind of clear that area, use as a midpoint, they're about 457. You would maybe swing that off of a low about maybe I'd do the lead futures, but you can get a May corn maybe to 495. I think the short run here, though, is about 71, 72, but you can probably add another 25 cents onto that if the trade really begins to seriously worry about new crop prospects.
Do you think the trade has begun or will begin soon, factoring in the potential for a later than normal planting period for the corn crop given the harsh winter and perhaps deep frost in the ground?
Well, I think some of that is being placed into the marketplace. I would probably have to think that, you know, people, it's obvious that we've got deep frost up north. We've got a lot of snow cover in the northern half of the Corn Belt. We're going to get more snow from what I understand. So I think it does say that nobody's going to go to the field, let's say, anytime soon, at least in the northern half of the Corn Belt. Now, the far southern areas, we are planting corn in Texas, and that's going to move northward, but we got a long ways to go before we're going to see kind of any major field work. But, you know, a couple weeks of nice warm weather can change the outlook in a hurry, but the 6 to 10 day forecast still want to keep it cold. I think there's a tendency to maybe be a little bit below normal on the temps or on the precip or normal, but the colder temperatures will again continue to keep that snow melt to a minimum and keep the frost deep in the ground.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn, 455 and a quarter down a quarter. July, 464 and a quarter down a half. December, 466 down a half. March soybeans, 1427 and a half, up 20 and a quarter. May, 1421 and three quarters, up 24 and three quarters. November, 1178, and they are up 8 and three quarters. March soybean meal 474.60 up 6.30. May 463.50 up 9.80. March soybean oil 41.38 up 18. May 41.65 up 19. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.